无论是讲道的人或者听道的人，我们是一起在学习神的道理。
It doesn't matter if the sermon speaker or the sermon listener, we are all learning God's words together.
无论是主持查经的人，或者是参与查经的人，也是一样，大家一起在学习神的道理。
And it doesn't matter if you're the Bible study leader or just a participant, we all still learning together.
我们学习神的道理，要事先有准备。
And when we study God's word, we should prepare beforehand.
领会的人要事先做领会的准备。
And the sermon speaker have to make preparations beforehand.
听道理的人要做一些事前的准备。
So does the listeners, we should also prepare our hearts.
在聚会的当中，我们要祈求圣灵来带领来运行。
And during the service, we have to ask Holy Spirit to guide us.
那聚会结束之后不是这个学习道理就结束了。
And after the sermon ends, it doesn't mean the studying of God's words is over.
在我们做了学习之后，聚会之后我们要再去思想。
After the service, we must meditate on the message.
尤其这当中如果跟真理有关的部分应当给予应有的看重重视。
And if it's concerning truth, we should take special note on it.
我们请看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 4.
马可福音四章二十四节。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 24. Verse 24. Then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given.
在这一节圣经节就告诉我们学习道理不是聚会完了就结束了。
Here it tells us the learning of God's word is not over after the sermon.
在学习了道理之后聚完会之后我们要留意就是要去思想。
After the sermon, we must think.
那从这个经节里头我们可以看出这里有三个重点。
And this verse tells us three important things.
第一个听道理这是一个信仰生活里头一个很重要的事情。
First, hearing the word is an important aspect of life of faith.
我们请看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23. If anyone has ear to hear, let him hear.
这里说耳朵的一个重要的功能就是要来听来学习神的道理。
The function of the ear is to listen and to learn God's word.
那我们如何来学习这个神的道理。
And how do we learn God's word?
为什么在聚完会之后我们也要我们还要去思想。
And how come we have to meditate on the message after the sermon?
我们请看哥林多前书十四章。
So I'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31. For you can all prophecy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
这里讲到我们大家都可以互相的用道理来做勉励，大家一起学习。
From this verse, we know that we should encourage each other with words of God.
那我们也要在听了之后我们要去要去分辨。
And we should discern what we hear after the sermon.
二十九节。
Let's read verse 29. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
这里讲到说我们听了之后呢我们要去思想然后去做一个判断。
And from this verse, we know that we have to think about the message and also judge the message.
啊，可能在聚会当中，我们听了这个一个小时，这个领会的人所讲的。
We may listen to 1 hour worth of sermon.
啊，或者在一个小时的查经聚会里头，啊，大家做了一些的彼此的分享。
Or we share in a 1 hour span of Bible study.
啊，那结束之后，我们要去思想一下，去分辨一下。
After the Bible study, we should judge the message.
啊，这样子能够啊帮助我们去明白这个神的道理。
By doing so, it helps us to understand God's will.
啊，能够明白了之后，我们才能够产生信心。
And after we have this understanding, we can have faith.
啊，在信仰的道路上面，我们是要用信心来奔跑这条信仰的道路。
Faith is the energy that drives us keep on running towards the road.
哦，所以这个相信是从听到来的。
And belief came from hearing.
哦，那不是也不是只有听，而且是要明白。
And we should not only hear, we should also understand.
哦，啊，要能够明白，就是要在学习之后反复的去思想。
And the way we can understand something is we meditate on it.
我们请参考马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 verse 23. Verse 23. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears the fruit and produces.Some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
这里讲到说听了道理而且明白了。
Here it mentioned that the person hears the word and understands it.
那这样子才能够结出啊，才能够结出果子来。
Only this way the person can bear fruit.
这样子才能够有在信仰的道路上面有成长，有功效。
Only through this way you can grow in your faith.
所以啊，我们听到啊，要看重听到这件事情。
So we should value highly on hearing the word.
而且呢，我们是为了自己来听到。
And we should hear the word for ourselves.
好，为了我们把神的教训用在我们每一天的生活里头。
And we should see what we can apply.To our lives.
请参考撒母耳记上第三章。
Turn to First Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上三章第九节。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 9. Chapter 3 verse 9. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
这里以利教导这个撒母耳。
Here Eli instruct Samuel.
因为撒母耳在睡觉当中听到有人呼叫他的名字。
Because someone was calling Samuel's name in his sleep.
那撒母耳以为是这个老师以利在叫他。
And Samuel thought it was his master Eli calling him.
这样联系了两次之后，以利就觉得说应该是神在呼叫撒母耳。
After this incident happened twice, Eli thought it might be God who's calling Samuel.
所以以利对撒母耳说，你如果在听到有人呼叫你的时候，你要这么讲。
So Eli told Samuel, you should say this.
说主啊，请说仆人静听。
And he told Samuel to say, speak Lord, for your servant hears.
这给我们一个很好的提醒。
This is a good reminder for us.
我们学习道理，我们听道理，我们是为了我们自己来听道理。
For our own spirituality, we hear the word.
我们存着这里所说的这种态度，我们说主啊，请说，仆人恭敬的在听。
We should tell God, speak, Lord, for your servant hears.
那所以我们听道理要学习道理要有一个渴慕的心。
We should have this.Desire and earning after the word.
用一个渴慕的心来学习道理，这道理才能够真的成为我们的需要。
Only if we have this kind of attitude, we have this need or desire to pursue after the faith.
那这样才能够真正给我们自己带来造就。
And only this way we can have edification.
所以我们学习道理是为了我们，为了我们的，为了我们的这个灵，我们的灵命来学习道理。
We learn and hear the word for our own spiritual life.
那这样子我们才能够真的产生出一个渴慕的心来。
This way we can create a heart of earning.
那有渴慕的心，这个道理才能够真正的进入我们的心灵里头。
And only when we have this open heart, the message can come into our heart.
那神的话语才能够在我们里头来成为生命。
And only this way God's word can create life, a new life in us.
态度对了，那神的话才能够真的成为力量，成为生命。
Only if we have the right attitude, we can gain strength from the word.
而且能够体会到神的话语是这么的这么的甘甜。
And only if we have this attitude, we can taste the sweetness of the message.
请看耶利米书十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15.
耶利米书十五章。十六节
Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
这里先知说他将神的话吃进去。
Here, Prophet Jeremiah ate the word of God.
就好像人饥饿了，人需要吃食物。
It's like when people get hungry and they ate food.
饥饿的时候就会产生那种对食物的这种渴慕渴望。
When we're hungry, we have the desire for food.
那对神的话语我们要有这种渴慕饥饿的这种感这种这种态度。
The same here, we should have this desire after God's word.
领受了以这种态度来学习神的道理。神的道理会成为我们心中的欢喜跟快乐。
If we learn God, if we have this attitude when we learn God's word, we are going to be very happy.
神的话语成为我们心中的平安。
The God's word can give peace and happiness to our hearts.
神的道理成为我们里头的力量。
And it becomes the strength of our inner being.
那再来，我们学习神的道理，不是这个。只是看重一部分。
And we should not only learn part of God's word.
我们在饮食的习惯上有些人会有这种偏好偏食的习惯。
When we eat food, sometimes we're really picky.
常常在小孩子会有这样的现象。
Especially children.
所以父母亲总是鼓励甚至强迫小孩子什么都要吃。
So parents often encourage or force the child to eat everything.
因为太偏食的话这不是一种好的习惯。
Because being picky is not a good habit.
而且太偏食会影响到身体的健康。
And it can affect your health.
所以我们学习神的道理也不是选择性的来学习。
So by the same token, when we learn God's word, we should not pick and choose.
我们是全部的学习。
We should learn everything as a whole.
请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇128节。
Psalm 119, verse 128. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things, I consider to be right. I hate every false way.
我们在生活当中，我们会处在很多的不同的时刻环境里头。
In our daily lives, we may encounter different situations.
今天的生活，我们常常处在许多不同的层面。
And there are multiple perspectives concerning it.
在生活的每一个层面，我们都需要有神的道理来指引我们。
on every perspective of our life, we need God's word.
而神的道理适用在我们所遭遇的每一个层面里头。
And God's word will apply to all the aspects in our lives.
所以我们如果要让我们这一条信仰道路走得好，我们需要对神的道理没有选择性的、不偏食的这样来学习。
If we were to walk this road to heaven, we have to we cannot pick and choose God's word.
这也是为什么我们是鼓励我们大家这个把圣经来通读。
That's why the church often encouraged the believers to finish reading the whole Bible.
而且我们用不是很快的速度。
And we do not rush it.
我们三年用三年的时间把圣经来读一次。
We use 3 years to finish reading the whole Bible.
如果我们能够这样子持续的来实行的话，我们真的是全面性的在吸收这些属灵的养分。
If we can persevere, we're really gaining spirituality every day.
而且我们真的能够来应付生活当中的每一件事情，每一个层面。
And when we know the words of God, we can deal with every aspect of our life.
再来，当然在听到在学习道理的当中，我们要不断的祷告。
Of course, when we learn God's word, we have to pray continuously.
在学习道理的当中，我们也不断的靠主加添的力量，我们来实行。
And we should use the strength God give us to perform more actions.
我们请参考雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to Book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十五节。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 25.Book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
再说学习道理就是为了把它实行出来。
So here it talk about the purpose of hearing the word is to do the work in the future.
那神的道理是全面性的。
And God's word is it covers all aspects.
那所以在生活的每一个层面里头，我们都能够得到神的带领，我们都能够得到神的祝福。
In every detail of our life, we can receive blessing from God.
请我们再看回马可福音第四章。
Let's turn back to Gospel of Mark, chapter 4.
马可福音四章二十四节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given.
这里的第一句话是好像那个箴言里头的那一种模式。
The first part of this verse sounds like Proverbs.
说你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Here says, to what measure you use to measure others, the same measure will be used to measure you.
我们用什么态度在学习神的道理，我们就获得什么回应。
So by the same token, what kind of attitude we use to learn God's word, we will get the same response.
学习神的话语是一定会有所回应的。
There will be feedbacks when we learn God's word.
是照着我们的努力，我们来得到回应。
And according to our works, we get the feedback.
如果我们对主的道理，我们是觉得很没有兴趣。
If we find God's word uninteresting,
那么这个人就真的对神的道理是觉得是非常的枯燥，没有味道的。
They will find God's word really boring and without meaning.
那这是很多世人用这种态度，所以神的道理在他身上就没有功效。
Many worldly people do this, and that's why God's word have no power in them.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
所以说有人啊, 他们会厌烦这个纯正的道理。
This verse talks about people getting bored of the truth.
那对主的道理觉得没有兴趣, 那么主的道理对他来讲就是枯燥无味。
So if they don't show any interest in the truth, of course the truth is boring to them.
用什么量器来量神的道理, 就用这样来量给, 反过来量给他。
Whatever measure they use to measure God's word, it will be measured to them.
一个人如果用怀疑的态度来学习神的道理,
if a person uses a doubtful mentality to study God's word,
那么他对圣经里头他就是充满着怀疑。
Of course, that person will have many doubts when we're reading the Bible.
如果一个人存着那种要找错误的心理来学习道理,
and if a person have the mentality of trying to find some mistakes in the Bible,
那么在他看圣经当中，他就会充满着很多的错误。
And that person's way, that person will be full of errors. When studying the Bible.
请参考历代志下18章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志下18章第7节。
2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 7. Verse 7. Now therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care and do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God.
历代志下, 2 Chronicles 18章。
Sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 7. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things."
这亚哈王对神的先知所说的话, 他总是存着怀疑。
King Ahab always disagree with God's prophets. God's prophet.
所以他就听不进去这个神的先知对他所讲的话。
And he cannot take the prophet's word seriously.
再跳过来看21节。
Let's look at verse 21. So he said, "I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." And the Lord said, "You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so."
那这个亚哈他就是只是听好听的话。
King Ahab only listened to what is good.
那结果呢，在他所听到的呢，就是充满着错误。
But what he actually hears is full of errors.
26节.
And verse 26. And say, thus say the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace.
那所以亚哈王他就自以为说他还能够平平安安的回来。
King Ahab believed that he will return in peace.
事实上他暂时在战场上这个战死了。
But in actuality, he died in battle.
所以我们是真心的来寻找，我们才能够寻见。
If we seek with a sincere heart, we will find.
请看历代志下19章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 19.
第三节。
Verse 3. Nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed the wooden image from the land. And you prepare your heart to see God.
这里说这个耶沙法王他是立定心意在寻求神。This
verse talked about King Jehoshaphat prepare his heart to see God.
再看到20章的14节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 14. Verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Matania, a Levite of the sons of Aspha. Verse 15, and he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
耶沙法王他真心的来寻求神的话语，他就得着神的话语。
Because Jehoshaphat prepared his heart to receive God's word, he became successful.
所以他总是渴望着从先知的口中来得到神的指示。
And he desires after the prophecies.
他存着信心去领受神的话语。
And he received God's words with faith.
他就得着神的鼓励，神的安慰，神给他的力量。
And so that's why he's able to receive the promise and the strength from God.
照着他的努力，他来得着神给他的回应。
Through work, he's able to receive positive feedback from God.
所以我们所听的，我们要留意，要留心。
So whatever we hear, we should pay attention.
常常预备我们的心来领受神的话语。
We should always prepare our heart to receive God's word.
像以利对撒母耳所说的，请说仆人静听。
Just like what Eli said to Samuel, just like what Eli told Samuel to say, speak, Lord, I'm listening.
再请看回马可福音第四章24节。
Turn back to Gospel of Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Then he said to them, "Take heed while you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given."
24节最后一句话说，并且要多给你们。
The last sentence of this verse says, "More will be given."
主耶稣用这个应许。 来强调我们对所听的要留心。
This is something that Jesus Christ reminds us to pay attention to what we hear.
为什么我们要留意？我们所听的，我们要留意。
How come we have to pay attention to what we hear?
因为主耶稣应许我们说，并且要多给你们。
Because the promise says more will be given.
请看诗篇第19篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇19篇第10节.
Psalm chapter 19, verse 10. Psalm 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yeah, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
11节.
Verse 11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And it's keeping them, there is a great reward.
我们常常将我们所听的，我们来留心。
Do we often pay attention to what we hear?
我们真的能够进入神的道理里头。
And when we can actually go into the depth of the message.
我们真的享受了这个神的道理。
And when we enjoy the message,
我们也像大卫在这里所说的，说在神的道理里头，比蜂蜜还甜，比金子还要宝贵。
And when we experience the truth of something sweet like honey and honeycomb,
我们得到神道理的教训跟指引。
When we receive instruction and guidance from the Word,
我们在人生的每一个层面，我们都是得到祝福的。
In every aspect of our life, we receive blessings.
不但我们进入真理里头，而且真理也进入我们里头。Not
only we enter the truth also enter us.
请看约翰福音15章。Let's
turn to Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音15章第7节。Gospel
of John, chapter 15, verse 7. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。Jesus
Christ said that he is the truth.
这里说，我们若藏在他的里面。
if we are in him.
哦，我们常常在真理，我们进入了真理里头。
If we enter the truth.
哦，因为我们所听的，我们都留心。
Because we pay attention to what we hear.
那这里说，我的话也要藏在你们里面。
And this verse says, my word will also be in you.
哦，真理也在我们里面。
The truth will also be in us.
哦，所以我们看到这是互相的。
The relationship is mutual.
哦，那这也是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
哦，我们进入真理里头，真理也进入我们里头。
How can we enter mystery while mystery enter us?
那很宝贵的最后下面一句话说，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
And the promise here is very beautiful. You will receive, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
哦，我们的祷告成为有功效的祷告。
Our prayer are actually useful.
祷告也是信仰生活当中一个重要的项目。
Because prayer is an important aspect of faith.
哦，我们总是在祷告里头有所体验。
We should always have experience in prayers.
哦，因为我们的祷告，我们都能够很清楚的来明白，来得到神的回应。
And when we have feedbacks during prayers,
那么这样子的信仰是非常活泼的，非常有力的。
This kind of faith is really lively and strong.
哦，这样的信仰真的是在是一种哈，是一种祝福，是一种享受。
This kind of faith is truly a blessing and an enjoyment. 啊，
主耶稣说要啊要多给你们。
And Jesus Christ said.More will be given to you.
哦，那我们就好像一个健康的人，他有很好的胃口。
We're like a healthy person who have a very good appetite.
好，我们对神的话语总是有好的胃口来领受。
We always have a good appetite for God's word.
哦，一个健康的人，他为什么有好的胃口？因为他的这个消化系统很好，也很好。
A healthy person have a good digestive system.So it's able to have a good appetite.
哦，那我们领受神的话语，我们能够去消化，我们能够去明白。
And when we receive God's word, we should digest it and understand it.
哦，一个人能够明白神的道理，他就能够相信神的道理，顺服神的道理。
When we can understand the word we hear, we can obey it.
那在遵守神的道理，就不是一个重担。
And when we submit to God's will, it is not a burden anymore.
哦，一看一学习了啊，就马上的反应就是啊，这又是我应该做的。
When we learn something, and then when we know we should do it, then it becomes easy for us.
哦，很甘心、很乐意的照着去做。
And we become willing to receive the word.
而且常常是会觉得我是很幸福的。
And we often feel that we're blessed.
哦，我能够得到这个神的道理。
Just from receiving God's word.
我们请参考《生命记》第四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. For what great nation is there that has God so near?To it, as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon Him.
第八节
verse 8, and what great nation is there that has so much that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day?
这个摩西对百姓说，你们是非常的幸福的。
Here Moses tell the people that they are blessed.
哦，有哪一个国家的人，他们能够有这么完备的这个神的道理
？Which nation on earth have the complete truth？
哦，今天我们生活在万人当中，有谁像我们拥有这个前辈的道理
？Just like us, what other groups have the complete truth？
哦，所以我们成为一个很喜乐的一个行道的人。
Therefore, we should be a joyful doer.
在现代的社会里头，能够去听啊，这是一个有智慧的行为。
In the society today, it is really wise to hear.
哦， 今天的社会常常强调自我。
Even though the society often emphasizes on self.
那强调自我就是别人听我的，不是我去听别人。
The emphasis on self means, oh, others should listen to us, and we shouldn't listen to others.
不能够去听别人，常常也是我们人的一个很大的损失。
But it may be a great loss to us if we fail to listen to others.
那我们今天能够用心来听神的道理，那这更是智慧。
If we can listen to God's word, this is an even greater wisdom.
我们听学习了之后，又会去思考它。
After we hear it, we digest it and think about it.
所以照主耶稣的应许，我们必然得到我们应得的回报。
And through the promises, we will get our reward.
所以今天我们如果明白主耶稣这个马可福音四章二十四节的这一句话，我们应该是常常愿意的来听、来学习神的道理。
If we understand what Mark 4:24 is talking about, we should be a happy listener.
我们不错失任何可以学习神道理的机会。
And we should not miss out on any opportunity that we can learn God's word.
而且我们渐渐的会发现说，这是一个非常非常甜美的学习。
And throughout this process, we may find this is really enjoyable.
因为我们的灵性也不断的在长进。
Because when we do this, our spirituality will grow.
我们的心灵跟神的心灵是越来越靠近。
And we drew close to God.
所以今天我们听道理，而且我们要照主耶稣所说的，听了之后要留心的去思考。
So today, when we hear the word, we should meditate upon it.
然后在生活当中来明白、来应用这个神的教训。
And after we meditate upon it, we should apply the teachings in our daily lives.
所以无论我们是讲到或者听到这个聚会它不是一个结束，它是一个开始。
So it doesn't matter if we give the sermon or we listen to the sermon.After the service, it's only a start.
因为思考了之后，明白了，我们要去做。
Because after we understand it, we have to be a doer.
那而且要在生活当中常常跟别人分享，彼此来分享。
And we should share often about our faith.
我们最后再把马可福音四章二十四节再来读一次。
Let's read Mark 4:24 one last time.Mark 4:24. Then he said to them, Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to who you hear, and to you who hear, more will be given.
所以听道理，而且加上留心这是信仰的一个重要的原则。
We should hear the word and pay attention. This is.One important principle in our faith.
照我们的努力，我们会得着我们应该有的回应。
And through our work, we will receive the reward.
而且主耶稣应许说要多给你们。
And here God says, more will be given to you.
愿我们都能够把握住这样的一个应许，这样的一个祝福。
Let us not let this promise slip by.
让我们生活的每一个层面都有神的话语来充满我们，来祝福我们。
Let God's word fill every aspect of your life.
我们唱诗六十七首。
Let's all sing hymn 67.